Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. You are the ones who starved the Muslims. Mas'ud Pezeshkian. Iran announced the bankruptcy of its largest private bank, Ayande Bank, which has 270 branches in Iran, after its debts rose above $5 billion. And what is astonishing is the criticism of the Iranian president, Mas'ud Pezeshkian, of administrative failure, saying, "We have oil and gas, but we are hungry." Is it conceivable that this statement is issued by the president of a state that owns very many riches, oil and gas, and chemicals and minerals and agriculture, and which, by its geography, population size, and resources, could be among the major countries of the world, and its people could be among the richest in the world? If the president, the one of authority and command, says this, then what do ordinary people say? The system of rule in Iran, like the rest of the regimes in the lands of the Muslims, is the one that starved the Ummah, and it is the one that enabled the major powers to seize its resources and riches. It is the one that removed the system of Islam from rule, accepted rule by systems of kufr, disbelief, and it is the one that legalized the usurious riba system in Iran. The major problem in Iran and in all the lands of the Muslims is not administrative failure, rather it is the applied system of rule. The wretched rulers imposed the capitalist system with all its ugliness on the Muslims, and amongst its worst is the usurious system, which is a declaration of war on Allah and His Messenger, and which destroys wealth and draws down the wrath of Allah the Exalted. The one responsible for that administrative failure of which the Iranian president speaks is the president himself. So why do the Iranian people starve, O Mas'ud Pezeshkian, while you have oil and gas and other resources and minerals? Is this not the result of your bungling policies? Is it not because of your distance from ruling by Islam? The same is said of the rest of the lands of the Muslims. Their Ruwaybida rulers squandered the immense wealth of the Ummah, enable the colonial kuffar to seize it, deprive the Ummah of those resources, and then one of them comes to justify the reason for the hunger by saying it is an administrative failure. O Muslims, the foolishness of these rulers who take charge of your affairs has become clear to everyone with sight and insight, and they are not fit to take charge of them. It is time for you to incapacitate them. This is the ruling regarding the foolish person, to prevent him from disposing of funds and to place guardianship over him. Give bay'ah to one Khalifa, Caliph, who rules you by the Sharia of Allah, the Exalted, abolishes the riba system in your lands, so that your Lord will be pleased with you and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, recovers your plundered wealth and restores your dignity and honor. Hizb al-Tahrir, the pioneer who does not lie to its people, calls you to work with it to establish the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of the prophethood. The Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir.